Welcome to Viking Voices here at Jefferson College. We're talking some Jeffco volleyball. Why? Because they got an important region championship match going on this weekend. We're joined now by sophomore Sydney Savage. Sydney, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So why don't we talk a little bit about the region championship. You guys are going against a very familiar opponent in MAC. It'll be the third time you girls played them. Beat them the first time here, and I believe it was four sets, and then you guys got beat last week by MAC. So obviously, just what are you guys kind of planning for and prepping for this weekend?
Well, we've been doing certain drills and practice to, like, focus on what we need to focus on in the games, which is important, and we've been, like, reviewing video and talking about it and just going over everything that we need to get ready for it.
So you guys suffered a little bit of injury in the Missouri State West Plains game. I remember, I believe it was Riley Meyer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, she hurt her shoulder. But is it Stephanie Avita that stepped in and kind of done the setting?
Yes, she's our, like, kind of other setter, but, like, she doesn't really get to set that often. But now that she's gotten warmed up to setting, she's doing really well. So that's good.
Yeah, kind of how hard is that to kind of step in like that? Because I imagine all the hitters like it, you know, in their exact perfect position to kind of go over and hit it. So how hard is that for a setter to kind of step in like that mid-season without having too many reps?
It was a little hard. We all got used to it. We had to work with her a little bit on, like, how we wanted our sets and how she should, like, where she should place it. And it was a little off at first, but I think now that we've gotten used to it, we're fine, and we know where she's going to set.
And just from the outsider hitter's perspective and things of that nature, how's she doing? Pretty good? Coming along well?
Yes, she's doing really well.
Awesome. Right on. You guys had a pretty productive Halloween tournament weekend. I believe that's what it was called, right?
Yes, Halloween Classic.
Yeah, so how was that going? 4-0? Was it nice to get back kind of on the winning track after that loss to Matt?
It was good. It was really good. We definitely needed it, and we accomplished that, so that's good.
What types of things did you guys do on the court that kind of led to your success?
Well, our communication was key. We just always communicating with others and always, like, being there for others. Like, if I messed up, I always knew that Sarah, like my other middle, was going to get me up and tell me to, let's go, like, you need to get back out there. I'm like, okay, like, I need to. And so I think, like, just our communication and our, like, being together helped us a lot.
You guys have, like, a specific person on the team that really kind of steps up verbally and really kind of takes a little bit of a leadership role that maybe goes that extra edge, or does everybody kind of get on everybody in a good way, obviously? But
I think everybody gets on everybody, but I think if I had to pick one person that was, like, the loudest or that was, like, the one that talked the most, as in, like, come on, guys, let's do it. It had to be Rachel Luber. She's always like, come on, guys, let's focus. Let's get this. Let's side out right here. Let's get this point. And so I think that's – but overall, I think we all do it. It's just she says it more than everybody else.
And she's the libero.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, all right. So what do you guys think the strengths have been on your team recently in these last few games or just over the course of the whole season?
Our defense is really well. Our hitting is just really well. I think overall, like, we're just – everything that we do, I mean, there might be a few times where it's off, but I think overall everything that we do is really good.
So really try not to have any sort of flaws, I guess, huh?
We do have some flaws, but I think we work them out, so.
Yeah, and try to just perfect it as much as you can then.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that going into this MAC game that you guys want to make sure you kind of improved on, something you may have been struggling with throughout the year that going into the tournament you guys want to make sure is on point?
I think what would I say? I want to say hitting to, like, hitting around the blocks and, like, working on ourselves, like, our blocking is something that, like, we will focus on for this game.
So you got Mac. Obviously, Mac's a rival of you.
Yes.
Guys, and it's kind of a split so far in these two games. So let's talk about that rivalry a little bit. Is it kind of friendly amongst each other, or is it kind of more intense? Because I imagine you probably know a decent amount of the girls down there.
I know a few of us know some of the girls down there, and I don't want to say, like, I don't think that we're, like, mean to each other. So I think it's more friendly, but, like, obviously on the court it's going to be competitive, but off the court it's a friendly rivalry, I would say.
And obviously this is a big game. You guys kind of build your season all four towards this kind of moment. I know talking with Coach Steiger throughout the season, she's always mentioned that the regular season and everything is kind of for you girls to get battle tested, I should say. So when you get to this point of the tournament, you guys are competitive, you're ready, you've faced very good teams all year. And would you say that that's you'd agree with that, and you guys are definitely prepared and ready?
Yes, we've faced very good teams over the course of our regular season, and I think all of those, every single one of the games that we play have prepared us for our postseason, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay, right on. So we talked to, well, I guess I heard you say communication was so crucial earlier, but obviously communication on the court, it has to come with you got to be friendly and nice to each other and whatnot. So I imagine off the court, you guys get along pretty well.
Yes, we get along really well. This team is a very close team, and we're very like open, and we hang out all the time, and it's a fun team.
Does that help a lot in terms of translating it onto the court?
Yes, I personally think it does, because if we didn't get along outside of volleyball, then I think that on the court it would be harder to play the game. If that makes sense, like it'd be difficult to like communicate on the floor, but since we communicate so well off the floor and we're so close, it's easier to communicate on the floor.
Yeah, so you guys kind of understand how to get not underneath each other's skin or anything, but enough to get them to click and push them in the right direction when they
Yes,
need it.
definitely, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we talk about yourself a little bit? You're in school. You're a sophomore now. Just
Yes.
how's the education side of things going on as a student athlete?
Oh, it's going. It's hard at sometimes, but that's what comes with being a student athlete. So it's good. It's going really well.
Being a sophomore, have you kind of laid out your plans yet for next year?
I have not. I'm currently undecided, and I don't know what I'm going to pick yet. And so I guess after I pick, I might try to find a school, or if I really don't know what I'm going to do, then I'll find a school and then find a something to study there, but I have not decided yet.
Are you pretty, you say like no, or you have like no clue, or you have like no clue among a few options that you're looking at?
Well, I have thought about the health field, like healthcare field, like medical, but I haven't made my final decision yet if I want to do that or not.
Okay. So that's kind of in the back of your mind as an
Yes,
option.
yes.
Okay. Would you like to try to keep playing volleyball at that next level?
I don't think so. I think
Okay.
like I've just I think after this I'll be done.
Yeah. You're
Yeah.
content,
I mean,
satisfied?
I will keep my options open if a school wants me to come there, but I'm not sure yet that I will continue to play.
Okay, you're just kind of burnt out at this point.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I
right.
love it, but a little burnt out.
Yeah, just ready for that next step, right?
Yeah.
Everything comes to an end eventually,
Yeah,
right?
I gotta
Yeah.
focus on school and stuff like that,
In
so.
terms of universities, you mentioned you don't know what you want to do in terms of a major, but if you looked at a few schools, that kind of interest you a little bit?
I kind of have. My older brother goes to Missouri State, or went to Missouri State University. He just recently graduated. So, like, going to visit him, I've toured the schools, and or I've toured that school, and so that one's an option just because it's the one I'm most familiar with. And then I've looked at other like smaller schools like SEMO and stuff like that, but I haven't made a decision.
You like to try to stay in the state of Missouri?
I would like to, yes, but if that goes, I don't know. So.
All right, Sydney, thank you very much for coming on and
Thank
speaking
you.
with us a little bit. We're going to take a break and switch gears a little bit. We'll talk to Miss Sarah Chapman, a freshman on the team, when we come back here on the Viking Voices Show. You're listening to 1400 KJFF. Welcome back to Jefferson College, where we are talking JeffCo volleyball as they get set to take on Mineral Area College in the Region 16 Championship for a chance to go play in the District K Championship. We're joined now by freshman Sarah Chapman. And Sarah, how are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Sarah, it's I understand that you guys had a little pool workout, got an off day from volleyball today.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We did some water aerobics, so we looked like a couple of grannies in there.
Was it nice to kind of clear the head a little bit from volleyball after playing, so many days consecutively?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We've had a pretty busy past 2 weeks, so having a day off to watch film and to do a pool workout was nice. It was good for the muscles.
Yeah, in terms of duration of time, was the pool workout a lot less than like a full volleyball practice would be?
Oh, yes. Our pool workout was 25 minutes, and a practice can
Oof.
go to like 3 hours, 3.5 if I had as
Oh.
feeling frisky.
Yeah, that's depending on how well you guys are playing, though, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So I guess that gives you an opportunity to catch up on some homework as well.
Yes, I think all of us are going to go to study hall right after this. I know I have a chapter of math homework to do, so.
What is the, how often do you guys have study hall?
We have to complete 4 hours a week. So we normally go on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we're just kind of going whenever we're feeling like it.
Okay, but you generally go together?
Yeah, volleyball has their assigned
Okay.
days, but we kind of just go for
Yeah,
fun.
as long as you get the 4 hours in, right? And
Yes.
coach is all good with that.
Yes.
All right. So, Sarah, this is your first year with the JeffCo volleyball program. Just how's the first kind of year been experience-wise?
Well, college volleyball is a lot different than I thought it would be. Preseason was definitely a shock. Being away from home was definitely an experience that I had to get used to. The practices are different than they were in high school and in club volleyball. They're a lot more intense, a lot more cardio driven to keep us in shape for the 5-set matches, which are you play 3-set matches in club in high school, so you have to be more in shape for college volleyball.
Yeah, so you talk about the adjustment period of going into college and playing an athletic sport as well. What, 3 or 4 months into it now? Yeah, are you liking your decision to attend JeffCo?
Yes, I am. I'm from Florida, so like coming,
Florida. Oh, wow. What part of Florida?
Orlando.
Orlando, smack dab in the middle, Universal Studios, Walt Disney World.
My mom is from Union, Missouri, and she went to JeffCo, so that's how I heard about it. So that's
Okay.
why I chose JeffCo. And coming here, it's been great. Like, it's the right volleyball option for me. It's the right school option for me. I'm really happy with my decision to come here.
So your mom's from Union. So did you have to reach out to JeffCo type deal, or did they kind of reach out to you, or was it kind of a mutual type thing in terms of kind of trying to get here?
Well, JeffCo normally recruits more locally, apart from the foreign players, obviously. But so I emailed them with video, and then they responded and invited me on a visit. And so I came up, and then I committed like a week later.
Oh, wow. So it was kind of like love at first sight, you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there and quick. Very nice. How do you like Missouri compared to Florida?
It's a lot drier. Florida is known for its humidity, and
Yeah.
it's a problem. My skin is so dry, it's getting cold, so like now it's becoming a problem.
Yeah, you're kind of just blowing my mind away when it comes to dry. I come here and I'm like, this is really humidity. I'm from Washington, so talk about dry. But so obviously coming from out of state and going to a new school, how's the social aspect? And like Sydney said over here, you guys seem to be pretty close. So friends coming along and the college life and everything is treating you well.
Yeah, I've made a lot of new friends here. Most of them are on the team, which is always great to be close with your teammates. I mean, I couldn't be happier with all my friends that I made here.
That's great to hear. Why don't we turn it back a little bit over to the volleyball side of things real quick before I have a few questions to ask you a little bit later about the team itself. But just how would you assess kind of your individual play for this year for the first time at the collegiate level?
It started off a little slow. I was out of shape because I hadn't played volleyball all summer, and I came here and I was like, oh gosh, like I'm terrible now. But then as time went on, I got better, and me and Riley got like that setter hitter connection, so we were doing a lot better. And then when Riley got hurt and I was hitting off of D for the first time, that was kind of a dip, but now we're getting back up there because me and D are adjusting to each other.
Okay, very cool, very cool. What do you think the team needs to do well in order to come away with a victory over MAC and move on to districts with a chance to go to nationals?
I think that we really need to focus on closing the blocks so that our defense can play around the block, and then also finding ways to kill the ball because Mac has great defense, and if we find ways to put the ball down, then we'll be great.
Oh, okay. Is that something you kind of been emphasizing in practice a little bit this week?
Yes, we've been looking at where Mac plays their defense and looking where we can hit in order to score points. So we've noticed the deep corners on Mac are always open, and like any deep ball is open for Mac. So that's what we're
Okay.
focusing on.
Okay, and you still got a couple more days to prepare. But I'm interested to get to know about the team a little bit, enlighten the Jefferson College Viking fan base kind of about that. So I created some questions to ask you to get to know the team a little bit better here. And it'll be pretty fun. So it's kind of a rapid fire type segment, okay? So I'll say, you know, I'll ask you a question, and first thing pops in your head. Don't think about it, because we all know what happens when people think and try to answer these. It doesn't work well, right?
Right.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the best dancer on the team?
Tony.
The best singer?
Sydney? No one.
Sydney's sitting here shaking her head like, what?
We're all terrible.
All terrible? Okay. Okay.
Actually, no, I think Riley can sing. Riley.
Okay, so Riley Meyer can sing, right on. So how about who thinks that they can sing but just can't? Like, who just sings the most and it's just...
Kayla.
Okay, all right. Who's the cleanest? Who's got the cleanest apartments?
Taylor and Sydney's apartment is spotless.
Spotless? Dirtiest?
That'd be me.
Oh, you as a person or you and your roommates?
All of my roommates are disgusting, but I'm also disgusting, so I can't really...
Okay, so you guys work real well together.
Yes,
right?
No, it's a match made in heaven.
All right. Who's the funniest on the team?
Everyone has their moments, you know?
I don't know. Miss McVeigh over there was pointing at you, thinking you might have it. Everyone has their moments. Don't be humble. If you're the funniest, go ahead and say it.
I'm a jokester.
Okay, there it is. Who's the cockiest? Who's the most arrogant?
That's a hard one.
Yeah. Is it hard because there are a lot of people that are cocky, or hard because there's a lot of people that are humble that aren't so arrogant?
Well, in practice, our thing is just dragging each other and making fun of each other by just saying that everyone else is terrible. Like, we're the best player. Like, I always say I'm the best volleyball player in the world, but I'm joking. But I think Tony and Kayla get the smack talk going.
Okay, they get the trash. All right. Who's the best cook? Who makes the best food?
DeMonte makes some Lithuanian meals.
And that's spot on?
To die for.
To die for. Right on. All right, so how about some personal questions here? I mean, not that personal, but music. What's your favorite music genre?
I like country, and I like alternative, and I don't know, Ally, the DS, makes all my playlists, so.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So is Ally the DJ then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I assume that she then, does she choose the songs at practice and get that gets going?
That's CC.
That's CC. Okay. Is there like a song that's like the volleyball team's anthem?
We always listen to the song Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Oh, the
we
trendy pick
that
on the radio.
So
of
often.
Course. Is that as soon as it came out, or did you get it before it got too mainstream?
Well, we were listening to that preseason, so.
Oh, so you got it before it all blew up and everything.
Yeah, we're indie.
Yeah, indie, good stuff. All right, Sarah, that kind of concludes the questions. Unless you got one more song other than the Chainsmokers Closer that goes. Maybe one that's not as mainstream. One that might surprise people.
I love the Hamilton soundtrack. That's my...
The what soundtrack?
Hamilton.
I don't even know what the Hamilton is. What's the Hamilton soundtrack?
It's a Broadway show.
It's a Broadway show.
It's
okay.
About Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, okay. I know who Alexander Hamilton is.
It's so good. You have to listen to it.
Yeah? What type of... Is it like...
It's hip-hop.
It's hip-hop?
Yes.
About Alexander Hamilton?
Yes.
How does that work?
It's amazing. Listen to it.
All right, I'll have to take your word for it, Sarah. Hey, thanks very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Chapman joining us, freshman on the Jeffco volleyball team. We're going to switch gears. We talked about the volleyball preview a little bit, what's going on with Mac coming up this Saturday at noon at DeSoto High School. You can come on out and attend as well. But we'll talk some women's basketball next Wednesday. That gets started here at Jeffco. Head coach Steve Jarvis will be coming on next right here on the Viking Voices show. We're back on 1400 KJFF at Jefferson at College, where we do our usual every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 o'clock. We talk all things Jefferson College athletics. Special thanks to Sydney Savage and Sarah Chapman for joining us from the Jeffco volleyball team as they get set to take on MAC in the Region 16 tournament championship game for a chance to play in the District K tournament. That's this Saturday at noon at DeSoto High School. You can definitely come on out and support them. But now we're switching gears because, believe it or not, we had Coach Jarvis on last week as well. He's back to join us again because 1 week from today, regular season action begins. And Coach, it's my understanding as well, you guys got another preseason match or game, I should say, used to the volleyball, the match turn, but tonight at 6:30.
Right, scrimmage tonight against Fontbonne University, and it'll be good for us because going against upperclassmen that have kind of been together for a while, that gives you a different thing to work against, and so we're anxious for that tonight.
Coach, just what did you see this weekend from the ball club?
Oh, I think we really competed. You know, we come out on the short end of the stick of winning any of the games, but the first two contests and those jamborees, they clear the score at halftime. So at the end of, you know, both halves, we had lost by one in the first game, and then at the second game we lost by three, I think, and the third game, you know, we tried to get a little deeper into our bench and kind of see what some of our other kids could do, and the first half got away from us a little bit, but came back and competed pretty tight in the second half. So, you know, I think a lot of good things. As a coach, you always have to look back at it and try to find the positives out of it. Again, there was probably some frustrations as we were playing because, you know, we probably missed a few more layups than we wanted to, those sort of things. But all in all, I think we're coming together pretty well.
Yeah, and Coach, rotationally, you mentioned that you're very deep this year as well. Were you able to get all the players out on the floor in the way you kind of envisioned it?
Right. Yeah, we did. We had one little injury. Tyra Bonner turned her ankle in the first game, and so she didn't get to play, you know, the other two games. You know, she's still out. She won't play tonight. She didn't practice yesterday, but it's nothing real serious, but she'll be out a couple days. But all in all, though, I think we've got everybody kind of in the rotation and got things kind of where we thought we would be with personnel and who's going to get kind of the minutes, we think. You know, it just, we kind of wore out a little bit at the end of it. But again, that's part of preseason and trying to see where we are really condition-wise and those sort of things. So.
Yeah, so did you kind of push them a little bit after the tournament to try to keep the conditioning up, or you're like, okay, we worked hard enough, why don't we take a day off?
Yeah, we still try to push it. I mean, we had Lex Colley came back. She was sick on Monday and didn't get to practice, so we were missing a couple people there. So, you know, that still made some of the other players work a little bit harder, but we kind of switched focus on some of the things we were working on the first couple days back at it. We need to be a little more crisp with our offense and have our spacing a little better. So we spent a lot of time working on that. So, you know, we'll get good game type situations here on Wednesday. And then on Saturday too, Missouri Baptist University comes in Saturday. So we'll have two good chances to kind of see what it's a real game situation. Both of those scrimmages, we're going to play four quarters and play it kind of in a real game set, stop clock and all that. So.
Okay, so rather than the jamboree, this
right.
will give you that real opportunity
right.
to kind of look at the team then.
Right.
And you mentioned the spacing offensively then. Is that the key thing that you're going to be looking for tonight?
Yeah, that's something we've worked on the last couple of days, so that's really something we want to try to focus on tonight. And we, you know, we're going to try to get the ball up and down the floor, so we want to be able to have that spacing and have a plan kind of on transition. And last Saturday, you know, we kind of didn't necessarily stick to the plan the whole time. So that's things we're working on. Again, a lot of new faces, so everybody's trying to understand what we're doing. And even the returners, you know, we're doing a few things a little bit different than we did last year just because of our personnel. So, you know, they're trying to learn the new stuff up too. So.
Yeah, last week you said that the chemistry of the team, though, was going pretty well. I imagine it's only increased, especially
yeah.
with the road trip, having to ride a bus, right?
Yeah, it's those things kind of bring you together. We actually had stayed overnight, so we went and everybody got to have dinner the night before, and you know, all those things really help build camaraderie and kind of bring the team together. So those are good things to have early on the season.
Do you let them choose their rooms, or do you pick kind of for them and mix
and
match?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixture. This time I kind of put them together, and we'll kind of adjust from there as we go through. You know, as the year goes by, you know, kids get to hanging around with different players or different teammates or whatever, or sometimes it's good just to switch it up.
Yeah. Coach, next week after the couple preseason, you guys open up, I believe, with three games in a row at home. So
right.
just kind of how nice will that be to not have to travel right out
right.
the gate?
You know, it's kind of it's rotated schedule, you know, each year. 2 years ago, we were kind of in that same boat and really got started off fast. And then last year, we were kind of on the road a little bit more because of the flip-flop schedules. And so I'm hoping that, you know, playing here at home, that helps us and kind of we can get out of the gate strong and get out fast. You know, we've got our first two games against JV opponents, and then Wren Lake comes in, and Wren Lake got us at third place last year. So, you know, we want to take one game at a time. It's a building process, but, you know, we feel real good about how we might be able to start the season.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. What do you know about the Lindenwood Belleville team?
It's, you know, my philosophy off of that is we're going to work on and do the things we need to do. You know, we've got our eyes set on the end of the year at the region tournament, and we need to focus along the way, trying to build our style of play and build the things that we want to try to do. You know, we're not as focused on maybe scouting in particular certain teams or what they're going to try to do or what we're going to try to take away. You know, we want to be able to make those adjustments as we go through. And playing the JV squad, you just never know kind of what they're going to have or who they've brought in and how the makeup of those teams are going to be. And it's real hard to get any information and really get any information about anybody early on in the season. So, you know, we'll focus more on what we need to do. And trying to increase our defensive intensity and hopefully that'll take us where we need to go.
Right. And obviously, you know, that's basically what that whole preseason is about anyways, figuring out what your strengths are, then executing that at the beginning of the year. You mentioned the process and kind of building up to where you guys want to be, but how important will it be for you guys to come out kind of out of the gates well with a nice start to
Well,
the year?
that helps your confidence, and I mean that's one key thing that we have to have. We have to play with confidence and you know, that we have to learn how to win and expect to win, and all those things are going to help us down the stretch. I think our schedule is a little tougher this year than it was last year. You know, we've got a few tough road games where we go this year to Iowa Western, and I think that will, in the second semester, kind of really tell us where we are, and hopefully we've kind of built up that confidence to be able to handle those type of things. And then and the objective is that we're trying to play for a championship when it comes to regional tournament time. So that's where we're trying to go.
Is it kind of a good thing then that the schedule gets a little bit tougher for you guys then, right? A little
You know,
more.
you have to balance that, I think. I mean, you want to be challenged, but you also have to have some confidence coming in. You know, so there, it's you kind of have to look at that both ways. You know, especially when we have a lot, so many new faces, you're just not sure how everybody's going to react when it comes game time. When the lights go on, you're not sure what everybody's going to do. So, that'll be good for us, though.
Coach, what are you expecting this year, kind of from the fan base in terms of people coming out and things of
Well,
that nature?
you know, we've done a lot of things to try to help promote that, and you know, we've done our skill clinics, and so we're hoping some of the kids that's been out to the skill clinics come out and see us play. You know, I think it's going to be a fun place to be to watch a game, and you know, I'm involved in youth basketball all over St. Louis and in the county, and one of the big things in my mind that is kind of an obstacle a little bit for some of the kids to improve their skill level, improve the game of basketball, is they just don't watch it enough. And I think we're a great environment for these kids to come out and watch the game and learn about the game and be part of it. And I think that's going to actually help them develop as a player and understand what you have to do to kind of get to this level.
Yeah, and Coach, sounds like you'll be an exciting team as well with the pace you guys want to
Well,
push.
we hope to. I mean, you know, I think it's a fun way to play. I think it gets a lot of more players involved, and you know, with the shot clock, it's a lot different game, a lot of action that happens every 30 seconds. So, you know, I think it's a good game to watch.
All right. Hey, Coach, thanks very much for coming on here and joining us.
Great, I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk next week and be ready to kick off this season. I'm not quite sure where October went, but we're ready to go.
Oh, you're 100% right, Coach. I'm not exactly sure either, but that's Head Coach Jarvis of the Jefferson Girls Basketball Team, or Women's Basketball Team, I should say. They will kick off their regular season next Wednesday, but they do play Fontbonne tonight at home. That's at 6:30, so if you're not doing anything, come on by, swing through, check out the team in the preseason form. But next Wednesday, you'll want to come on out as well at 6:30 p.m. To watch them open up their season against Lindenwood Belleville, the JV team. And if you can't make it to the game, well, then you can listen in live right here on 1400 KJFF, as we will have coverage of that basketball game as well as the Vikings get set to open up their season. If you're just tuning in, you missed some of the show, as always, log on to MIMOinfo.com after about an hour or so, and it will be posted on the Jefferson College Vikings Athletics page. And tomorrow, we got Zach Smith, Caleb Keim of the DeSoto Dragons football team. They'll come in and talk about their season going forward. Once again, thank you for listening, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.